Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Ronnie Kenneth, CEO and chairman of Voltaire. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is VOLT. That's Vault on NASDAQ. And Voltaire provides scale-out computing fabrics for data centers and high-performance computing and cloud environments. Thanks for joining us today, Ronnie.
Thank Juan, and thank for having me.
Anytime. Now, start off by talking about your InfiniBand switch module that you're now providing for the IBM Blade Center.
Sure. So IBM is now starting to ship the switch module for the Blade Center, or high-performance Blade Center. And what our switch is enabling is really taking the Blade Center to the next level, if you will, in terms of performance, and be able to meet the performance requirements of people in the high-performance compute market segment by really leveraging 40 gigabit per second pipes that are really the fastest available in the market today.
And so your main product is, would that be considered the Voltaire scale-out fabric?
Yeah, and this switch module for the IBM Blade Center is really one product within the portfolio of products that we have, both on the hardware side as well as the software side, to enable customers to scale out their environments to hundreds and thousands of servers to reach the capacity and performance that is required for their respective organizations.
So briefly explain to us, I guess, you know, the differences between cluster, grid, and cloud computing, and where might we find your products? What sort of companies?
So clustering is a technology that has been available for some time. And what you do in a cluster, really, you break down an application and run it in pieces or in parallel, if you will, across several computers. It could be just a handful of computers. It could be hundreds or thousands of computers. Depends on the performance that you want to achieve. So that's a cluster. It's typically very homogeneous, very static environments. Once you deploy the application to run on parallel, you don't really move around the application across the infrastructure that you build. And what we are bringing to the table when it comes to a cluster is really the high-speed interconnect that makes it very powerful and very efficient at the end of the day. Now, grid is really the same cluster, if you will, where you put another layer of software on top, and you allow the different applications that are running around to be really mobilized and run across the infrastructure, if you will. And by doing so, you can really balance the load because you can run an application on one server, and then this server is becoming heavily loaded, but you realize that there is another server out there in the grid that is sitting idle right now. So you can move the next application that is coming in and run it on the idle resource. And this way really balance the performance and improve the utilization in the same time. So I would say that the difference between cluster and a grid is, at the end of the day, that economically grid is more attractive than a cluster. Okay, one is dynamic, and where the cluster is really more static. Cloud computing is really a grid sitting behind the internet cloud. So people can really access the grid resources via the cloud, and it could be a private cloud where it's really people accessing the cloud that is built by their own enterprise, or it could be a public cloud where, you know, private people are really accessing a cloud that is behind the internet and its resources are available by service providers. What we are seeing today is really a big wave within the enterprises to move from you know, very static environment into scale out, into cloud environments inside the enterprise, inside the organization, and that really represents an immediate opportunity for us as we are providing the scale-out interconnect for that. We believe that the next phase will be really the public cloud, which will also obviously be a natural extension for our business there as well.
So, yeah, certainly. And some of this, the product provides higher efficiency as well as, saving companies time, and they're also more energy efficient. So what are some of the other trends that right now in the market, and how well positioned is Voltaire to
right.
capitalize on some of those emerging trends?
So really, from a high level, it's moving into scale-out computing, okay, using commodity elements, if you will, server and storage elements, and scale them out, and we are providing the connectivity for that. And then I said, to be able to improve the utilization of that infrastructure, you want to have the ability to move around the applications or to really build what is known also as application mobility environment. Now, to be able to do that, you have to really depend on virtualization. So virtualization is also a key trend that is happening in the data center, but it's not the it's not the end goal. It's the enabler for applications to move around. For these applications to move around, they also need this scale-out fabric to help them do that and ensure consistent quality of service and so on, which is the point where we come to play. So really the big wave is moving into scale-out computing that is the foundation of cloud computing. That's the big one. But it is dependent on some technology advances such as virtualization, as I said, very powerful, microprocessors, and the interconnect that is designed and optimized to assist in that. So in other words, you want to have the switching or platform that is virtualization aware, that can scale out very efficiently with very low cost and low power, and that's exactly what we do.
Great. And so how many – maybe it's a hard question to gauge, but how many competitors do you have in this market, and what
right.
Makes your company unique from the other players in the sector?
Right. So moving forward, obviously Cisco is realizing the opportunity in the scale-out computing and the cloud trend, and they recently also announced a UCS, the Unified Compute Solution, where in the first time, not only that they are providing the switching gear, but they're also providing the servers. How do we compete with them? First of all, technology-wise, we have been for almost 10 years working on scale-out technologies, both on the hardware side and software side. So we believe that technology-wise, we have a better solution that scales out much more efficiently compared to Cisco, and also could scale out to thousands of servers connected together in a very efficient, very powerful way. So that's from a technological standpoint. From go-to-market standpoint, really we base the company on a go-to-market model that is relying on strong partnerships with the server OEMs. So in other words, they buy the connectivity gear from us, integrate it into their solutions, and put it in the hands of customers. Now, as Cisco recently announced the servers, as I said, it creates tension in the market, and the server companies are now viewing Cisco more as a competitor than a partner and looking for other ways, provide a solution to customers. And this is where we come to play, where they can take our solution that is better than the Cisco solution, integrate it into their solution, and put it in the hands of the customers. So really, we are enabling the server companies to outsmart Cisco. And by really partnering with them, it's not us competing directly with Cisco, but have all these big premier server companies, competing with Cisco, and we're just equipping them to do that in a more efficient way.
So would you say that in terms of the way that the company works within the industry's alliances and partnerships are a very important part of your model? Business.
Absolutely, and as as we recently announced for our new product, the Vantage 8500, that is based on 10 gigabit Ethernet technology, we have been able to really attract, top companies and different elements of the ecosystem to support us because we have a very unique offering. So you see companies such as VMware, such as Red Hat, Network Appliance, Intel, so on and so forth, really, and the big server OEMs like HP and IBM supporting, you know, our announcements for the ecosystem. So we have been able really to build a very solid ecosystem that supports us with this offering, which also differentiates us in the market.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Moran, as well as Ronnie, as well as that of some of the key management team at Voltaire.
Right. So I would say, you know, I've been with Voltaire for 10 years now. Most of my management has been with me for 5 to 10 years. So I think we all have been working together as a management team, all sharing that the passion and the excitement of building really a global leader in this scale-out fabric for the data center. And I think we all come from, global companies and have the experience of building large organizations. Me personally, I've been for several years with Cadence Design Systems, and after that, I've been in the venture community side for a couple of years, and then I joined Voltaire. So my background is really mixed. I have many, many years of operational experience in global companies, headquarters in the U.S., as well as, on the other side of the fence, if you will, and really participating in fundraising for various shapes and size of companies, which came really handy when I came to Voltaire.
Great. And what specific goals and milestones have you and the rest of the management team set for the company over the course of the next what do you hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Okay, so I mean, it's maybe I can talk, about the next 2 to 5 years or 3 to 5 years, and really,
sure.
our number one goal is to become the world leader as a global company for scale-out fabrics in the next-generation data center. And I believe we have the right people, the right management team. We have the right technology, products, and expertise to really do that. And really, it's a rare occasion where you have the right technology, the right products, at the right time for the market. And I think the market right now, together with the economy recovery, is really moving into a new way of building data center, which is based on scale-out fabrics, based on cloud computing. So I think it's perfect timing for Voltaire right now. And all we need to do is really be able to be consistent, persistent, focused, and execute well. And, and great things will happen to us.
Great. And in terms of the company's growth for this year or moving forward, will you continue to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities? And
right.
If so, what sort of criteria do you look for in companies that you're looking to acquire?
Yeah, So first of all, I think moving forward, as I said, I think there is a great opportunity ahead of us, in a cloud computing environment, and we're really very excited about the growth opportunity there. And I think organically it could really fuel the company's growth for years to come. However, we need to really try and grow as fast as we can, and as a result also considering non-organic growth ways for the company. And when considering, kind of a target for that, I would say, first of all, we don't want to burden the P&L. So we would look for companies that are, above the line, if you will, and are about to
right.
be profitable or profitable, number one. Number two, we would look for companies that can really enhance our value proposition. And that could be either a hardware company in the switching business or the software business that really help the ability to scale out. I would say that probably our preference at this point is to really focus more, if possible, on companies that are on the software side versus the hardware side. We think we have a very solid hardware offering, and the best way to really enhance the value proposition of the company is by adding more software into the solution.
Certainly, good answer. And two more questions. In terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think that investors understand the general direction of the company. I think virtualization, scale out, cloud computing have been a fairly common become common terminology, if you will, among investors. I would really love to be exposed to more and more investors and get their interest in Voltaire. And obviously, this interview is one way of getting there.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is Ronnie Kenneth, CEO and chairman of Voltaire, which trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is VOLT. That's a Vault on NASDAQ, trading right now at $5.20 a share. And so before we conclude, Ronnie, what are some of the key reasons why Voltaire represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Sure. So, first of all, let me start with the basics. I think the basics is that our stock right now is really undervalued, I think, as a result of the turbulence in the market and being a small cap company, and investors, really looking for a safety. We saw less investors really focusing on Voltaire in these difficult times, and some of them even, looking for less riskier investments. So as a result, I think that the stock today is undervalued. As the economy is stabilizing now and investors feel more comfortable with small cap companies, I think Voltaire represents a great opportunity because we are there, with the right product for the next wave in the data center that doesn't happen every day, and we have the right partnerships to really capitalize on this. When you get into a recession, I think the best thing you can do is not really hiring more sales and marketing people because the market is slowing down. The only thing that you can do really is invest in technology, and that's exactly what we have done. So now, as hopefully we are coming out of a recession, we are ready with a very strong portfolio of products to capitalize on the opportunity that is ahead of us. So that, combined with the fact that I strongly believe that our stock today is undervalued, the combination represents, I believe, a very exciting opportunity for investors.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as reporting on the progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
It's a pleasure, Juan, and thanks again for having me.